Welcome to Your Theories About Lost, the podcast strictly devoted to your theories. If you would like your theory heard, send it to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at yourtheories.com or call our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452. Just a warning, this podcast may contain spoilers. Your Theory is About It All. Looking Outside of the Box by It's Mrs. B. I know this is a super cracked crackpot theory, but let's just pretend for a minute that it isn't. Sometimes it is fun just to step back and look at something from a new point of view. We've all been discussing whether the island caused Flight 815 to crash, and if there is some reason that it brought these people itself. We also wonder if maybe Dharma or the others brought the Lossies there instead of the island doing the drawing. Then we wondered from the season 2 finale if it really all was a coincidence, that Desmond didn't push a button and the plane got sucked in. It didn't matter then if these people were on the plane or other people. I didn't believe that. Something made the plane go off course 2 hours earlier. Something cut off transmissions. Something or someone worked hard to get each of the lost survivors onto the flight. It is so likely that Kelvin drew Desmond out shortly before the buttons needed to be pushed. But that is another story. It's not where I'm going today. Okay, so the island did, or didn't, cause the flight to crash. And it did, or didn't, bring these people together. Or some others did, or didn't, stage the airplane crash. Any one of the above, right? Right. But after admitting that, let's look at things from a different point of view, outside of the Skinner box. What if people we know as the survivors of Flight 815 brought the island to them? What if the entity creating the connection is not the island or the others on the island, but the group entity of these individual people? Maybe they are a karmic group that go through different places and times together. Maybe they reincarnate together or banded together to form many different parallel lives so that they as a group can grow in their experiences of all aspects of life. The karmic yin-yang focus. Surviving on a mystical magical island served the group's purpose to experience certain life experiences and to grow in its knowledge of different aspects of life it needed for karmic group redemption. Maybe there are parallel groups of the same people at Santa Rosa Psychiatric Hospital. We already know at least two people were there. Maybe there is another parallel group in the hospital where Jack worked, in the Sydney airport, in different localities, working on different daddy and mommy issues. Maybe different parts of the group need to experience being the good guy and the bad guy. What if the island is totally incidental? The whole thing is a relationship and intermingling of life forces of this group of people. No theory here, no point. Just a fun look from outside the box. Thank you for listening to Your Theories About Lost. Once again, if you would like your theory heard on this podcast, email your theory to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at yourtheories.com or call our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452.